All that's going to be bringing you that, and you know we always have our lovely, voluptuous co-host, Sumptuous Miss.
Sure, the superstar hider. What's up, the real internet listeners?
Ooh, what's up on today, y'all? And we're going to make them all take a little pause real quick. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have a sister up in here that is from the original band of all time, female bands that there is. And we're talking about none other than Climax. That's right. There's a meeting in the ladies'
room. In the ladies' room.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. And right now.
Be back real soon. I had to get that in.
Woo!
Please.
We are privy to have none other than the guitarist. Ooh, the guitarist. I like the way that rolled out. The one in
guitarist.
The guitarist. Who's up in it? Ooh, welcome to the real girl. Girl, now, if you have us on speaker, we want you to pull that speaker in closer because you're sounding a little distance, and we want to get everything you're saying up in here.
Okay, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Okay, sounds like a plan. So now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know anything about music, even if you don't know that cut itself, we're sure you've heard it in a few samplings in the New Day music. So we'll just put that out there like that. Of course, we're going to play that during the course of this interview while we have her up in with us. But we're excited to talk about where the band has been in our lifetime. And, you know, Shaw was just trying to break the stories down. So I was like, Shaw, we got to get on the air. But Shaw was trying to get them personal bathroom moments she done had off that song. So it was truly an anthem. It was truly an anthem for us, you know, for those of us that grew up jamming to that particular cut and who weren't afraid to have a little attitude with it. So before we get all off into the music creations itself, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to know a little bit about the guitarist, Miss Cheryl Clooney. Ooh, now, Cheryl, you started playing that. You started pulling on them strings at a young age. What, 11 you started playing? Talk to her.
Yeah, I started playing guitar when I was 11.
Wow. So give us a little bit of background about you, per se, Cheryl, from the time that you were 11 when you decided to pick up the guitar and make that your instrument.
Oh, well, okay. Well, my sister was married to a jazz musician by the name of Hubert Laws, who is of the Laws family with Ronnie Laws, Deborah Laws, Eloise Laws, all of those. And they met at the Juilliard Conservatory. And one day he was touring with a jazz band by the name of Mongo San Maria. And I had always had a toy guitar for some reason. Every other Christmas, my mom always got me a toy guitar. So, you know, I was trying to be impressive and everything, and I ran over to them and started playing my little toy guitar, and it just happened to be in tune to a TV station by accident, you know, a TV show called Secret Agent Man, and I was playing it. My sister just jumped up and said, hey, why don't we get Cheryl some guitar lessons? And so that's how I started on my road to the musical journey of life. That they got me guitar lessons, and I played in school, I played in the band, and I, you know, studied writing music in high school and went on to college and got my degree in music. And all of a sudden, a few years after I graduated, I met Climax rehearsing in the same room that I was rehearsing in with another band. And they just walked in and said, hey, you play guitar. You should be in an all-female band called Climax.
Well, let's talk about that, Cheryl. Now, were you really open to that? Because let's face it, you all were among the first, if I'm not mistaken here.
Yeah, so, well, as of today, we are the only R&B / punk all-female band that has charted on Billboard. I mean, any other female band would be under the rock category, so we're the only R&B female band that has charted on Billboard.
Wow. Well, we got history makers up in here, ladies and gentlemen. We know y'all loving it up on the real. We know y'all loving it up in here. So, Cheryl, let me ask you this. when they approached you, being that you all were going to be the first and they had already started putting this together, were you, like, really open to that? Did you have any reservations, like, ain't nobody going to accept all those women on stage just like that? Or were you like, wow, finally somebody want to do what I want to do? How did that, you know, go through your mindset?
Well, you know, it wasn't even about the all-female part. The part that I was really apprehensive about is, as I said, I had gone to college. I got my college degree. I was playing with some pretty professional people at the time. And when they walked into the rehearsal room, I mean, I could tell that they weren't at the level that I was at. So I was like, I know, I can look at these girls and tell they can't play. But anyway, I didn't, when they told me the rehearsal was the next night, I didn't go. And then my conscience bothered me the whole next day that I called them up. Now, this is before cell phones. So I called them up and I said, hey, I'm sorry I missed your last rehearsal. When's the next one? And I was hoping it was going to be like way far away so I wouldn't go. What they were like?
That's being a Negro.
So, you know, I showed up the next one, and what really drew me in was that they were having fun. You know, the musicianship wasn't what I was used to, but they were having fun, and that's really what drew me in was, you know, having fun at your craft.
Wow. So I tell you what we're going to do is play some of what y'all was doing back then. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with this. Now, you see how the universe treated her? You know, she had no clue why her mama kept giving her that guitar, you know. And then her sister jumped up, hey, let's get her some lessons. And now, boom, look at her today. And I just wanted to say that because sometimes we think that it's our own feelings that will create and get us on a path to where we want to go in life. Like, you know, you wake up and you say, I think I'm good at this. Well, your mother apparently saw something in her that she didn't even know she was seeing without this child even knowing itself that I could be great at this. So, what a story. Child, when we come back, I know you're chopping over there. I know you're chopping. We're going to let you get out of next, child. We're going to take a real quick break, play some of this climax up in here for you. I know that name gets confused, y'all, but it's spelled a special way. It ain't like what you thinking. Now, check this out. Here you go. Climax. We be back on the real.
To leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai sweater, the iPod. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous. Being in the neighborhood.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
I don't know, but I think you better watch your man.
Better watch your man.
cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me, cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me, cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me, cause I'm not in the mood.
Use this magazine to elevate the black community in every city around the country.
AMPS is the most respected black publication in the region.
You know, AMPS really got the city on lock.
That's what's up, man.
I mean, it's got something in it for the whole family.
AMPS has become like a pride piece for black people.
I like the AMPS because it shows black people making moves.
Every time I see the AMPS magazine, I feel proud.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tamika Goodman.
Everybody knows it's the best. Everywhere I go, I see AMPS.
Just be looking to see who I know up in there.
I was meeting with my lawyer and he had an AMPS laying on his desk.
Advertising is about reaching the most people at the lowest price.
Every time I pick up the AMPS magazine, it's always
it's
good.
It's just something that makes you feel good.
Everybody knows it's the best. Everywhere I go, I see AMPS magazine.
AMPS is the most respected black publication in the region.
AMPS makes us proud. I look for it every time it comes out.
The magazine looks good.
I always get mine from the beauty shop.
What we're trying to do is use this magazine to elevate the black community in every city around the country.
I'm
slow me down?
Can you slow me down? Can you slow me down?
Yeah.
Can you slow me down?
I'm fresh.
Can you slow me down?
Just wow.
Can you slow me down?
You can't slow me down.
Can you slow me down?
Ooh, yeah.
Can you slow me down?
Can you slow me down?
Tired of cell phones bundled with apps and services that you don't need? The Real is Real phone bundle service has coverage that's taking the lead. With unlimited talk, text, 4G LTE, burial insurance, roadside assistance, free music app, and more. Go to www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. That's www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. If your tire go flat, we cover that. Stolen ID, we cover you, G. And when you pass, we cover that ass. Everybody about The Real is Real phone service for $50 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, 4G LTE, burial insurance, roadside assistance, free music app, and more. Go to www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. That's www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. Keep your same number and switch today for The Real is Real phone coverage that has you covered. That's therealisreal.com, then click phone. Today.
Ooh, we are back on The Real, and it is real, real up in here today, baby. We are privy to have the one and only Michelle Cooney, the guitarist of Climax. And they have some new music out right now, but we're back to where she just started, you know, coming into the game, how she got there, how the band formulated. So when we left, I said, Shaw, you can go ahead and get up at her next, because I know you over the top of it being a songstress yourself in the music. I know this is exciting for you, talking to this icon from the only R&B all-female group up here. So go on, Shaw, get it in, baby girl.
Exciting for me. I mean, you know, I'm literally almost just speechless because I have so many fond memories of the original Climax. I'm talking about Climax was a group that you ladies were you were like everything that every young woman wanted to be. You were cute. Y'all just had attitude. It was just the attitude. You were just bad. You know, you were just that chick. You know, you just go in. You just had that attitude. They had the hairstyles. They had the dress. And they were just some bad chicks. And so when you had that attitude, I mean, they just gave you that attitude. And I mean, oh my God, when I was in high school, I mean, that was just like my motto. I mean, it was just like you were going to get your ass kicked if you messed up Climax style. If you know, because that's the attitude you had to have, because they were some bad chicks. You know what I'm saying? You could just be anything you wanted to be. They were like the superheroes. Climax was that superhero, all-female, you know. I mean, it was just, I mean, I can just remember, oh my God, I was just, oh my God, everybody was imitating Climax. That was just the bomb diggity. I mean, they were like the female. I mean, if you were a Prince lover, you were a Climax lover, because I mean, that's just how the force of Climax was with, you know, for the females. Y'all were just the movement of the 80s. I mean, oh my God, it was just like, oh my God, 1987. Oh my God, I can remember. I was just, you know, the summers in the parks, I mean, it was just what it was. It was just that, you were just, which one were you? That's which one, you know. So, you know, and I mean, it was, I just love Climax still today. I just keep that attitude, you know. It was just a liberation, a female liberation, you know, movement, that you could be anything, you could say what you want to, you could do what you wanted to, it was just that energy that you ladies just possessed. It was just badass. I mean, it was just like, don't take no mess. That's it.
I appreciate you hearing that. Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah, you impacted a lot of my attitude still comes from Climax. Yes,
Girl, did you realize you had such an impact on young women across America? Did you ladies know what you were really doing by being an all-female?
And see, I love the guitar. Is my favorite instrument. So So you were like, and then too, you know, we kind of look like each other. So I could really, you could have been my big sister. So, you know, I look most like you anyway. So I was just, you know, I would imitate playing the guitar, but you know, I couldn't, but you know, I was like you. You know, I was a guitar player because you was just bad, you know, and you know how I used to be acting. So, you know, it was just, you know, hey, it was just the light bright in you. So, you know, I was in the light bright club. So, you know, I could be a fool. I could be Cheryl Cooley.
Well, I tell you what, Cheryl, after she done tooted your horn to that magnitude.
I'm for real, though.
Do us a favor. So, you know that you had women out there imitating and impersonating and trying to, you know, portray what you all were putting out there. So, you know, in hindsight to that, do you think there was something different that you should have been doing or could have been doing that made a different impact in another way, like socially or something? Like, you know, being that you all were the first female group, did you all realize truly what was going on?
Well, you know, at the time we didn't, because we were just doing what came naturally. We wanted to play music. We just got out there. We played our hearts out. I mean, sure, there were some people that were out there with, like, you know, naysayers, like, ah, they're just a bunch of girls. They're not going to sound good. And then when we got on stage, you know, they were like, oh, they sound good. So we didn't really know that the impact we were having at the time until somebody, you know, came up to us and said, you know, when you guys play that song, and then the stories would go on and on. Even today, people come up to me and tell me, you know, just like, you know, what Shai said about the things that it made them feel at the time. And even now, they even talk about it has changed something about their life that they wouldn't have done before that they're doing now. So at the time, we had no idea that we were making such a social impact. But to look back at it now, you know, we're just so glad to be part of that, you know, I don't know, mental shift, I'll call it, or that attitude shift, just to be able to go out there and know that you know that you know that you can pursue what you want to do.
And you all did it so well. Ooh, and on that note, let's take a break and play some of that up in here for them real quick, y'all. Ooh, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get at Cheryl about what's going on in the music game today, being that they still are the reigning champs. The only all-female band out here doing the thing, R&B, punk. Woo! We're going to let y'all hear some of it, and then we're going to come back and chop it up some more with it. Yeah, I know you're excited as we are. We'll be back.
Oh, yes.
What we're trying to do is use this magazine to elevate the black community in every city around the country.
AMPS is the most respected black publication in the region.
You know, AMPS really got the city on lock.
That's what's up.
I mean, it's got something in it for the whole family.
AMPS has become like a prize piece for black people.
I like AMPS because it shows black people making moves.
Every time I see the AMPS magazine, I feel proud.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tamika Gibson.
Everybody knows it's the best. Everywhere I go,
I just be looking to see who I know up in there.
I was meeting with my lawyer and he had an AMPS laying on his desk.
Advertising is about reaching the most people at the lowest price. Every time I pick up the AMPS magazine, it's always good.
It's just something that makes you feel good.
Everybody knows it's the best. Everywhere I go, I see AMPS magazine.
AMPS is the most respected black publication in the region.
AMPS makes us proud. I look for it every time it comes out.
The magazine looks good.
I always get mine from the beauty shop.
What we're trying to do is use this magazine to elevate the black community in every city around the country.
Blue leather suit. My nails were done. My hair was fierce. And I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I was at home feeling sleazy. So I went down to the speakeasy. As soon as my feet hit the door, I had all attention from the dance floor. Don't you
me. Cause I know I'm looking good. I'm giving attitude all over the room. People are staring at me. I just look too good for these people. Don't you know the man of powers? Yeah, just look at them. This dog is clear. The natural dog. Radar. Radar. Kitty girl, I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go.
The men are paused. The men are paused in the line.
Cell phones bundled with apps and services that you don't need. The Real is Real phone bundle service has coverage that's taking the lead with unlimited talk, text, 4G LTE, burial insurance, roadside assistance, free music app, and more. Go to www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. That's www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. If your tire go flat, we cover that. Stolen ID, we cover you, G. And when you pass, we cover that ass. Everybody about The Real is Real phone service for $50 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, 4G LTE, burial insurance, roadside assistance, free music app, and more. Go to www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. That's www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. Keep your same number and switch today for The Real is Real phone coverage that has you covered. That's therealisreal.com, then click phone today.
Ooh, we are back on The Real, keeping it real, real for you every day. We are really excited, Shaw and I, because, of course, we are females, and we are talking to a trendsetter female up in here when it comes to the music industry. She is part of the band and an original member up in here. We are talking to the one and only Miss Cheryl Cooley, ladies and gentlemen, from Climax. Woo!
Yes,
we are back, and I hope you're not just tuning in because you done missed some good stuff up in here if you are. But anyhow, it's going to get even better as we go along. So, Cheryl, let's talk about the music today, baby girl. Now, I know y'all got a new cutout. We're going to talk about that during the end of this interview. But let's talk about the music the way it is today. Now, you ladies, as Cheryl touted, was, you know, had this certain image that you portrayed and you put out there. It was classy and sassy, but never tacky. Ooh, I like that. Go on, use that if you want to. But anyhow, you know, you ladies represented your way yourselves in a certain imagery that, you know, was just what it was. Like Char said, kind of like a no hold bars, but you still had oomph about yourself. What do you feel about the way that females in the industry today are, I want to say, forced to project themselves? Because when you had the few that came out like India Ari and people like that, you know, who dress accordingly to some people's standards, and then you have the other ladies out here like little Kim who done transformed herself. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. So how do you feel about where women have been forced to go in the industry, some of them, in order to just to be, to reach the plateau that you all have, you know, being charted and having folks like Babyface, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, who was just nominated for the Hall of Fame, but having people like Babyface write for you, things of that nature. So what do you think about that, Cheryl?
Well, you know, as we look back at R&B blues music, which is what it came from, jazz and blues, you know, we would be having the same conversation had we been doing music in the 40s. We would have been looking at how people are doing stuff in the 60s. You know, the 60s was when things really, you know, free love or whatever was going on. And I think it's just a generational change that we go through, not only in our society, but our music reflects what our society changes into. So, yes, we are looking at the 80s. You know, here we are, 2016. We're looking at the 90s. And things are a lot more, expressive now.
Right.
than they were in the 70s and the 80s. So I'm not really sure that it is not expected, because we you know, transform our society over and over again. Now, we're used to how our artists dressed and conducted themselves, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s. We're used to that. We think that that's the norm. But these kids that are coming up now, their norm are the 2000s, the millennials. They have a whole different perspective of how their artists should present themselves. I'm not saying one is good, one is bad, one is right, or one is wrong. It's just different. Now, there is a certain level of self-respect. Now, when you think about it, in the 50s, we'll say, women, black women that were in music, they automatically assumed that they had to go to bed with somebody to get where they were. They just, that was just it. That's the only way you could do it. So here we are in a new millennial, and things are different. Women are much more expressive, much more freer to say what they think and feel, and maybe climax turned a corner for them for that. I'm not sure. But it's not to say that it's right or wrong. It's just, it's different. There's a certain level of self-respect we have to have. We just have to have it. We want to get from point A to point B in this industry. Matter of fact, in any industry you want to go in, you have to have a certain level of self-respect, or else you just won't last long. I mean, I can't. Now, here we are having an old-school concert with music from 30 years ago. Are we going to be seeing that 30 years from now, the kind of music that we're hearing? I don't think so.
And there's the difference, ladies and gentlemen.
And you know what? Let me say, you know, I agree with you so much, Cheryl, because I think that, you know, because I'm a singer now, Climax, I never knew that, you know, this was, I really have to think about my first inspiration, because I did a lip sync contest, right? And I was Climax, right? Because it was you and Bernadette, the one with the little bob. I had her hairstyle, but I had your attitude, okay? So she had that little long, little scoop to the side. But I'm going to tell you, the song that just killed it for everybody was The Men All Paused. Baby, we killed that song. We lip-synced that song. The Men All Paused. oh my God. And what it was about Climax in the day is that it taught women to be sexy, but it taught you to be confident and to have an attitude, and it was okay to say, if I like you or I don't like you, get out of my way. You know, you ain't got it going on. It gave women that liberation, you know, to where you, like you said, I don't have to be with you if I don't want to. You know, it gave you that confidence. And I mean, oh my God, Climax, it did so much really for self-esteem for women. Maybe people don't realize it, but it did, because those songs liberated women to say, you know what, this is who I am. When I come into the room, the men gonna pause. That's it. It's over. You know, it was just so much into it. It wasn't this little submissive, you know, sex kitten, you know, you couldn't call us a bitch or nothing like that back in that day. It wasn't going down, because we all had that kind of attitude. You were going to respect us because it was all about us. And that's one thing that I miss a lot about today's music compared to what, you know, great groups like Climax contributed for as female, is that we were liberated. We had respect. We could be sexy. We could be classy. But, you know, we weren't taking no BS. You couldn't be, you know, men, they wouldn't even fix their lips to call us your bitch back then. The 80s and 90s, I was in school, right. It wasn't going down like that. Now it's like it's accepted. That was unheard of. Men respected. Now, the worst you could have been called was a gold digger. I know, because they are called. Yeah, that's about it. Oh, she a gold digger. She, you know, that's all. She don't want nothing. You know, Kanye West, because that was the worst you could be called. Yeah, but that was the worst thing that you could be called as a female, was a gold digger publicly. Because, you know, she just wants your money. She's just a gold digger. She don't want nothing. But now, you know, it's like it's accepted where men can just say anything. And that's what I don't like about the industry, is how women have just, it seems like they've lost their self-esteem. They've lost their self-respect, and it's okay. And men just don't have that type of respect for women anymore. Because in the 80s and the 90s, baby, it just wasn't going down. And the singers, like Climax, you wouldn't, I mean, come on. They just didn't have it. They just gave you a different type of liberation. And that's what I love about, and I just love Climax so much. Well, and I love the name, too. I just had to say that.
Yeah, I bet, right?
Liberation.
Okay.
The songs were about liberation. They're iconic songs. Everything, all of the songs about liberation of the woman. I love it.
Well, sure, as Cheryl was saying, you know, back then they weren't allowed to call us all kind of names. So in that same topic, how do you feel about the fact that we accept that now? You know, you just finished talking about your self-esteem and carrying a little respect for yourself around here. But now, when y'all were talking about gold digger was the worst they could call you, now they calling you thot, hoochie mama, and a trick, and a, they got all kind of names. And half the women are bashing other women in their zone, and opposed to uplifting them. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she all
right.
Is, she all that, you know. Now, when you all did meeting in the ladies' room, we knew full-blown what was going on. It wasn't really that lady's issue. She like, now listen, I done brought my man up in here. I know he fine. Back up. You know what I'm saying? That's all, you know, that's all that was. That wasn't she a starting a stank hole and look at her with a, you know. The song
right,
didn't take
right.
you all over there. The song just let
right.
you know, baby, this is mine. Back up. Don't make me hurt nobody up in here. So what is that about, Cheryl? What's your take on that part? That we bashing the hell out of each other in our music now, females. I don't sing. I don't know why I'm including myself in the category. But anyhow, you know what I'm saying.
Well, you know, again, I mean, I think each generation has a different take on what's acceptable. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be right or wrong. I mean, I don't hang around a circle of women that call each other those kind of names, you know. And if that kind of word slipped out, everybody's like, okay, well, what's really going on? You know, what you upset about? Let's calm the situation down. And you know, it takes, as they say, it takes a village to teach a child. So if we all don't gather together to teach each other how to respect each other, it's just going to be a continuous spiral down. Now, I mean, if you hear somebody being called that or you're offended by that, let somebody know. I'm not going for that. I'm not going for that language. You have to take that somewhere else. There's nothing wrong with telling somebody what you will and won't accept. Don't just go for the okey-doke. If you don't like that kind of language around you, if you feel offended by it, let the person know. Don't accept it.
Ooh, ooh. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to take a real quick break, Shaw, and then we come back. I'm going to get messy because, you know, just like in any other genre of anything, when it's a whole bunch of women, sometimes them all, you know how they talk about male testosterone when it comes to that female attitude, baby. Ooh-wee, some things can get real scary. We're going to see if we can come up with Cheryl giving us some kind of story about behind the scenes with all them women back there. Ooh, ooh, y'all, it's about to get good. Don't you go nowhere. We be back on the real, about to get real, real with you.
Not gonna quit. trying to do is use this magazine to elevate the black community in every city around the country.
AMPS is the most respected black publication in the region.
You know, AMPS really got the city on lock.
That's what's up, man.
I mean, it's got something in it for the whole family.
AMPS has become like a pride piece for black people.
I like the AMPS because it shows black people making moves.
Every time I see the AMPS magazine, I feel proud.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tamika Goodman.
Everybody knows it's the best. Everywhere I go, I see AMPS.
I just be looking to see who I know up in there.
I was meeting with my lawyer and he had an AMPS laying on his desk.
Advertising is about reaching the most people at the lowest price.
Every time I pick up the AMPS magazine, it's always
it's
good.
It's just something that makes you feel
everybody
good.
Everybody knows it's the best. Everywhere I go, I see AMPS magazine.
AMPS is the most respected black publication in the region.
AMPS makes us proud. I look for it every time it comes out.
The magazine looks good.
I always get mine from the beauty shop.
What we're trying to do is use this magazine to elevate the black community in every city around the country.
Tired of cell phones bundled with apps and services that you don't need? The Real is Real phone bundle service has coverage that's taking the lead. With unlimited talk, text, 4G LTE, burial insurance, roadside assistance, free music app, and more. Go to www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. That's www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. If your tire go flat, we cover that. Stolen ID, we cover you, G. And when you pass, we cover that ass. Everybody about The Real is Real phone service for $50 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, 4G LTE, burial insurance, roadside assistance, free music app, and more. Go to www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. That's www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. Keep your same number and switch today for The Real is Real phone coverage that has you covered. That's therealisreal.com, then click phone today.
For you, if you consider all my worldly needs, I'll reopen.
was need love too. I mean, I do recognize your love is so good. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. In order for me to maintain my individuality, I must keep complete control of my emotions. You're not going to hurt me again. Okay. But if you promise me that you won't hurt me, then maybe I'll change.
Today, baby, we are with the one and only guitarist, okay, Miss Cheryl Cooley, and she has been dropping some jewels up in here with us during our conversation. And so when we left, y'all, I say when we come back, I told Cheryl I'm going to try to get a little messy up in here. So, Cheryl, tell us, you know, being that all the women around, like, we had all kind of horror stories going around, let's say from the Females of Comic tour, you know, the Queens of Comedy. What everybody got to see on screen was great, but baby, the story that was coming from behind the scenes with some of them sisters going at each other, you know, for whatever reason. So how was it really with an all-female band? Was there times where you all, you know, had those cat fights because maybe at some club you showed up that was that one man and y'all might need to have a meeting in the ladies' room yourself? Because, you know, both of y'all were feeling that person. And, you know what I'm saying. So tell us, were there any stories of combativeness or, you know, rivalry or anything like that going on in y'all band? Come on now, come on.
Well, first of all, let's look at it from a physiological level first. Now, you know, when you have a group of women together, somehow or another, that whole cycle thing, everybody gets on the same cycle. So it all
Right. That's the universe. That's the universe. You don't understand that, but we with you.
Right. So sometimes when you know that that era of time is coming, you tend to stay away from each other. I'll just leave it there. I'll just leave it right there.
Well, then the universe was actually good to you all if it made it happen around the same time. Because think about it.
Well, yeah.
Had it been sporadically, y'all would have never been able to get it together, okay?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, anytime there's a group of anything, male, female, whatever you want to identify yourself as, there's always going to be some level of misunderstanding, misrepresentation.
Right.
Miss whatever you want to put on that. There's always going to be something. Something said wrong, something understood wrong, something gotten wrong, however you want to say that. So there, being that we were on the road with each other for a long time, yes, there were some arguments. I can't say there was ever any physical fighting. It never got to that level. We just weren't that low to do that. Now, we did have some disagreements. We had some arguments. But when it came time to get on that stage, everything was forgotten. It was about getting on stage. It's about the audience. It's about the paying customer that's bought that ticket that wants to see that show. No matter what you've done before that, once you get up on that stage, everything else doesn't matter but that moment in time to entertain your audience.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Okay, we're going to run with that. Cheryl wouldn't give us no gum drop. But she let us know a few things happened. Of course they did. She ain't going to get into detail with us, but she let us know some stuff went down. Use your own imagination, however you want to picture things. But bottom line is they got it together when it was time to play that music.
Yeah.
And, baby, Miss Cheryl, y'all played it oh so well. So,
Thank you. Speaking of which,
the current members of Climax, did you handpick them selectively? My sister, tell us how the new ensemble of Climax, with you being the original member, how did that come about?
Well, you know, as you said, the universe kind of dropped them in my lap. Everybody kind of has their own story. The one thing that I wanted to make sure of was that the legacy of Climax continued. And it's just, it's so unfortunate that even today, there are people that have never seen an all-female band perform on stage. If there's no other motivation, that is my motivation, to show the world that women can get up there and jam just as hard as the guys can. So, Everybody in the band now kind of has their story. I mean, I let other musicians know I was looking for, you know, musicians, put an ad in the paper, made some phone calls. I mean, there's just, when you're in California, when you're in the Hollywood area, there are just so many ways to run into the type of musicians you're looking for, the type of actors and actresses you're looking for, the type of DJs you're looking for. There is just such a smorgasbord of talent in the Los Angeles Hollywood area.
So you had many grapevines to select the right people.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is a phenomenal band. Yes, it is. And like she said, for those of you who have not had the experience of seeing an all-female band, can certainly bring you something that you will never forget in your lifetime after doing so. So I know you all got a lot going on right now, Cheryl, with this new project that you currently have out. And if you don't mind, we want to talk a little bit about that right now, because in my mind, the title of the song and the way that the universe is spinning right now, that song is so needed. Ladies and gentlemen, the title of the song is it now, Cheryl, let me get this straight. Is it Four Women, like the number four? Or is it?
Well, the four is a little twist on the word F-O-R. So it's Four Women, like for a woman, Four Women.
Okay, awesome. Now tell us a little bit about that project, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to, you know, play that here at the end of this interview, and you will truly get to understand what I mean about it's so needed right now. So what brought that particular project about, Cheryl?
Well, and, you know, in keeping with the legacy of Climax and singing about, you know, positive songs, positive attitude, a positive outlook on life, Four Women is about that, about women contribute so much to the world, so much to the universe, that she should be recognized for it. Sure, there are trials and errors, but somehow or another, a woman always winds up standing on her feet and being strong, whether it's for the family, whether it's for the occupation, whether it's for the world itself. And it's just a song that is to recognize the strength, the trials and tribulations and the successes and the triumphs that women experience.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen, and you will truly enjoy that at the end of this interview. Well, Cheryl, it's been a pleasure talking to you up in here today.
Yes,
yes it has. Yes, it has. We're going to take a real quick break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to, yes, get the information about what they got coming up for you and where you can follow them at. Ooh,
Climax, and yes, we're going to talk about how that name came about. Now, Cheryl said it was already a group name. That
what we're trying to do is use this magazine to elevate the black community in every city around the country.
AMPS is the most respected black publication in the region.
You know, AMPS really got the city on lock.
That's what's up, man.
I mean, it's got something in it for the whole family.
AMPS has become like a pride piece for black people.
I like the AMPS because it shows black people making moves.
Every time I see the AMPS magazine, I feel proud.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tamika Goodman.
Everybody knows it's the best. Everywhere I go, I see AMPS magazine.
I just be looking to see who I know up in there.
I was meeting with my lawyer and he had an AMPS laying on his desk.
Advertising is about reaching the most people at the lowest price.
Every time I pick up the AMPS magazine, it's always good.
It's just something that makes you feel
Everybody
good.
Everybody knows it's the best. Everywhere I go, I see AMPS magazine.
AMPS is the most respected black publication in the region.
AMPS makes us proud. I look for it every time it comes out.
The magazine looks good.
I always get mine from the beauty shop.
What we're trying to do is use this magazine to elevate the black community in every city around the country.
Tired
Tired of cell phones bundled with apps and services that you don't need? The Real is Real phone bundle service has coverage that's taking the lead. With unlimited talk, text, 4G LTE, burial insurance, roadside assistance, free music app, and more. Go to www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. That's www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. If your tire go flat, we cover that. Stolen ID, we cover you, G. And when you pass, we cover that ass. Everybody about The Real is Real phone service for $50 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, 4G LTE, burial insurance, roadside assistance, free music app, and more. Go to www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. That's www.therealisreal.com, then click phone. Keep your same number and switch today for The Real is Real phone coverage that has you covered. That's therealisreal.com, then click phone today.
Ooh, we are back, y'all, on The Real, keeping it real, real for you. And it has been awesome up in here today. Ooh, all about the girl power, baby. We are talking to girl powerhouse herself, the guitarist, ooh, from the all-female band, Timex, Miss Cheryl Cooley, who has been gracious to spend her time with us up in here today, telling us a few things. Now, Cheryl, before we close this thing out, you know, I told them before we took this break when we come back, you know, that name Climax. I don't care how y'all spell it, it still say Climax. Now, how did the name come to be?
Well, you know, we wanted to have something exciting. So we decided to use Climax, meaning the ultimate peak of musical excitement, and just change a couple of words.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. I think some of y'all are going to keep your own definitions of it because, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
But I would say that music probably had a lot of people feeling the climax of joy when listening to your sound. How about that?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, the ultimate peak of musical excitement. I mean, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Climax, you know. That's really you know, what we're about as far as performing for the fans. I mean, we just want the fans to have fun with the music. We have fun with the music. We have fun on stage. It really is about the audience. It's about the fans. It's about the paying customers. It's about being on stage and entertaining them.
Well, Char, we're about to let her go. Do you got anything else you want to say to the
audience? I'm just, you know, I'm just in awe, and I look forward to meeting Miss Cooley one day live and in person.
Come on with some kind of all-female something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll figure out something to work with Miss Cheryl on.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. Cheryl, before we let you go, we try to ask people to spread some goodness out into the universe, words of encouragement, inspiration, what have you. So if you don't mind my specific, there's something on your mind or heart that you think maybe someone should hear. If you would, please share that with us right now.
Oh, sure, sure. Follow your passion. Follow your dream. I mean, if your passion is to paint decorative rocks, do that. Don't let anybody discourage you from doing that, because that is your expression. That is your self-fulfilling expression, your joy. Without that, without your creativity, without your expression, the world wouldn't be the same. We need people out there that have a vision, even if it's different than everybody else's. That's really what makes the world advance, is that people have different ideas, have different expressions, have different passions. I can't say this enough. Follow your passion, follow your passion, follow your passion. No matter what it is, no matter what the naysayers do, follow your passion. It is so important. If nothing else, your self-worth, your self-mental health, your emotional health, it is so important. Follow your passion. Follow your passion. I can't say it enough. It is so important for the world that you follow your passion.
Ooh, and that's some of the best advice you can get, ladies and gentlemen, because it is painful when you're stifling your own